1666, the Great Fire of London. Now, while the fire was raging, Parliament passed a very interesting act. It was called the Sester Cave Act of 1666. Now notice the year that they chose to create the fire on, 666, very interesting. Okay, that's a whole other topic, but feel free to research it. So, Sester Cave Act, it's just like the Federal Reserve Act, was passed on at Christmas when most of the senators and congressmen were at home with their families. In the same way, the Sester Cave Act was passed when there was a fire going on, so people weren't really focusing on what Parliament was doing. But what this act did, essentially, presumed everyone lost beyond the seas. So all the real men and women are lost beyond the seas of commerce, I guess. Seas of commerce. Now, the higher estate is the UK, the public trust, and what they hold. But they created upon birth, a deceased estate is created. That's the name in all capital letters. That's why on gravestones the name's in all caps, right? It's deceased estate. Basically, they keep all your beneficial entitlements, your shares in the UK, in trust in that estate. Now, with that kind of trust, which is the name in all caps, the state is trustee, because you're presumed dead. The real man is presumed dead or lost beyond the seas. So the state takes on the role of trustee. Now that is brilliant. I can't thank them enough for passing that act. Seriously. The amount of standing and credibility they've given to our claims is beautiful. Really is. So thanks a lot, Parliament. Good job passing that act. And who cares if a couple of hundred people died in the Fire of London. So let's take an example. Now you may think you own a car. You're actually wrong. You do not own a car. You have beneficial interest in using that vehicle. Here's how it works. Let me just go over trusts briefly, okay, very briefly. With a trust, basically someone puts an asset into trust for someone else to manage for the benefits of certain people, right? So we have three parties. We have a grantor who puts the stuff into the trust. We have a trustee who manages it for the benefit of the beneficiaries, who are the third party in the trust. So, for example, with your car, the car is in a trust. The trustee is the DVLA. Remember, you get a V5 document and you're referred to as the registered keeper. The registered keeper is the equitable interest holder. It's the same as with your share in the UK. You hold the beneficial entitlement. And yes, that's the best place to be. Okay, so there's no fraud involved here. They're actually doing something very good here, okay? All it means is that they get legal title to your car, and that's where they can clamp it and stuff. But remember, the trustee should always be acting for the benefit of the beneficiaries. So perhaps they've subversely appointed themselves as beneficiaries. Perhaps. And that's why they clamp the car. Or perhaps they think that clamping the car is in your best interest. You know, they can make up whatever rubbish they want. But really, they hold legal title to the car because they're trustees. Trustees always hold legal title, so they manage the property on behalf of the beneficiaries who hold an equitable interest in the property. For example, in the car. Okay, so once your car is registered with the state, they become trustee, as they do with everything, when it's registered under the name of the straw man, the all caps, or the fiction, legal fiction name. They become trustees automatically, as they do with everything that's put under that name, including the birth certificate share in the UK, as we talked about previously. They become trustee, you become beneficiary. Now here's the thing, the beneficiary has all the power in a trust. The beneficiary always has the power to compel the trustee to perform for their benefit. Right? So you have the power to compel the government, the trustees, to perform for your benefit. So, simply tell them, hello sir, taking my car, or taking this vehicle away is not in my best interest. They're in breach of fiduciary trustee duty. You can put a lien on them, you can do whatever you want. But if you get them in a breach of contract, that's where you have all the rights and remedies, okay? So, if you tell them they're not acting for your best interests, that's fine. And that's why we can send a letter to them and ask them to settle our debts for us. Because we're asking them not to settle our debts, which are in the private, but to, well, we don't really have any debts, actually, because all debts are in the public. We're asking them to settle the debts of the public trust, of the straw man, of the legal fiction. And they can do that, since they are what? They are what? Yes, that's right, they are trustees for that name. They always have been, okay? So that's why, if you present something to them, and you accept it for, sorry, if you get something, you accept it for value and send it to them, they're obliged, under the Sester KV Act, to settle the debt, right? So if you accept a... Here's where they get you. This is why most people don't do this. What they do is they do what I call a pass-through. They sort of wave this bill in front of your face and say, here, do you want to take this bill? And what you're meant to say, it's a test. What you're meant to say is, no, I'm not the trustee. The state is the trustee under the Sester KV Act. Send it to them. Let them settle the matter using my share of the UK as an exemption, right? To settle the account. That's what you're meant to say. But instead, most people say, yeah, I'll settle that bill. Give it to me. I'll pay you in Bank of England promissory notes. Which is not really paying you at all. But if someone accepts a charge, then they are presumed trustee, right? So here's what we have. The state is the original trustee. They're the ones that are originally liable to pay for all the debts. But if they wave a bill in front of your face and say, here, do you want to pay for it? And you accept it, you're acting like a trustee. So they presume you to be a trustee. They treat you like a trustee, right? And they become beneficiaries. So it's funny, yeah. But that's what happens, okay? That's why most people pay the bills like that. Now, I know we've been taught in school, oh, yes, it's your duty to pay the bill. No, not exactly, because they're trustees, okay? Yeah, right. So you could appoint a trustee if you want. You could appoint someone from the Treasury or someone from HMRC as your fiduciary trustee to help you with your accounts. Now, in a courtroom situation, people have had success asking the judge for remedy and asking the judge to settle their case for them. Why does the judge have to do that? Same reason we said earlier. They are trustees, right? The public trust. They talk about the public trust all the time. Who's the trustees? Government. Come on, folks. You know, it's not that difficult to understand that they're trustees. Judge is trustee under the Sester KV Act, and the judge has to provide a remedy. Now, what he does often is he walks out of the courtroom. He does that to stay in honour. And we've recently come across data which indicates that when he comes back, he's actually appearing in a new capacity under Admiralty law. Okay? If you want to learn more about that, just Google Frank O'Collins, okay? He's got a website called One Heaven. I actually very much like the man. I think he's very knowledgeable on this sort of stuff. So yeah, you can do a fiduciary appointment. You can also do it based on your existing birth certificate, right? Because you're the holder of a birth certificate, you're the holder of a beneficial interest or entitlement, and therefore you can appoint trustees to provide you with that benefit, okay? Now, the real man has the position of contributing beneficiary, right? Because they've sponsored the creation of currency through their birth, and they basically benefit from the thing as well, so they're contributing beneficiary. What's another name for that? Stockholder. Okay, we're stockholders in the UK. Right, thank you for listening to that audio. I hope that explained a lot more of the trust stuff and why we can appoint them as trustee. And it should be very clear to most people that that is a very good remedy. You can act as trustee and accept a bill for value, but you're always going to be returning it to them for them to deal with it as trustee, right? Deposit to HM Treasury and charge the same too. That's the standard language. So you're telling them to do it, okay? So you can do that. You can act as beneficiary and you can compel the trustees to perform in providing you with your benefit, beneficial entitlement, as mandated by the Sester KV Act, your birth certificate and the public trust. Thanks for listening.